Chapter 34, His Yoke is Easy and His Burden Light. This chapter is based on Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Savior left none to feel shut out from His care and love. He looked upon the distressed and heart-burdened, those whose hopes were blighted and who with earthly joys were seeking to quiet the longing of the soul, and He invited all to find rest in Him. Tenderly He told the toiling people, Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. In these words Christ is speaking to every human being. Whether they know it or not, all are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden is the burden of sin. If we were left to bear this, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He has borne the burden of our guilt. The burden of care and sorrow also he will bear. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne. He knows by experience the weaknesses of humanity, our wants, and the strength of our temptations, for he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Are you tempted? He will deliver. Are you weak? He will strengthen. Are you ignorant? He will enlighten. Are you wounded? He will heal. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Whatever your anxieties and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be open to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. The heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon the burden bearer. The rest that Christ offers depends on conditions, but these are plainly specified. They are those with which all can comply. Take my yoke upon you. The yoke is an instrument of service. Cattle are yoked for labor, and the yoke is essential that they may labor effectually. By this illustration Jesus teaches that we are called to service. We are to take upon us his yoke. The yoke is the law of God, in the new covenant written in the heart. It binds the human worker to the will of God. If we were left to go just where our will would lead us, we should fall into Satan's ranks. Therefore God confines us to his will. The yoke of service Christ himself has borne in humanity. He said, I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Love for God, zeal for his glory, and love for fallen humanity brought Jesus to earth. This was the controlling power of his life. This principle he bids us adopt.